This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Russian President Vladimir Putin arrived in New Delhi on a state visit to India for the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi received President Putin at the airport. Kremlin has welcomed Prime Minister Narendra Modi's unexpected gesture of personally receiving Russian President Vladimir Putin on his arrival at Delhi airport yesterday. Talking to media on the Russian president's historic visit to India, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said it is a symbol of a growing and strategic friendship between the two countries. Prime Minister Modi said in a social media post he was delighted to welcome his friend President Putin to India. Mr. Modi said he is looking forward to their interactions later yesterday and today. He added that India-Russia friendship is a time-tested one that has greatly benefited people. President Putin will be accorded a ceremonial reception at Rashtrapati Bhavan today morning. The visiting dignitary will also pay his respects to Mahatma Gandhi by laying a wreath at Rajghat. Prime Minister Modi and President Putin will hold talks at Hyderabad House today. Both leaders will exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. A number of agreements are expected to be signed following the talks, including in areas related to trade, economy, healthcare, academics, culture and media. President Draupadi Murmu will host a banquet in his honour. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said India-Russia ties continue to deepen despite global uncertainty. Describing Russia as India's time-tested special and strategic partner, he said this in his opening remarks while co-chairing the 22nd India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Military and Military Technical Cooperation ministerial meeting with his Russian counterpart Andrei Belousov in New Delhi.
Excellency, economic side for...
We welcome the successful holding of the 26th meeting of the India-Russia Working Group on Trade and Economic Cooperation in Moscow last month and commencement of negotiation for a free trade agreement with the Russia-led Eurasian Economic Union. We were also eagerly awaiting the visit of His Excellency Vladimir Putin, President of the Russian Federation, to India for the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit, which has been fulfilled today. I believe this Leaders' Summit will further strengthen the special and privileged partnership between our two countries.
Speaking on the occasion, Russian Defense Minister Andrei Belousov said India-Russia relations have deepened with a solid time-proven friendship which is based on mutual respect. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal addressed the India-Russia Business Forum in New Delhi. Mr. Goyal said India-Russia relationship has stood as a testament to decades of unwavering solidarity enduring the uncertainties of a changing world. He stated that India is a reliable, trusted and forward-looking partner to the world, working to expand trade, creating framework conditions to grow economic partnership. The Supreme Court yesterday issued a slew of directions to ease the workload on booth-level officers, BLOs, engaged in the Election Commission's ongoing Special Intensive Revision, SIR, exercise of electoral rolls in several states. Taking note of a plea alleging extreme work pressure being faced by the BLOs engaged in the time-bound SIR drive, the top court directed the state governments to consider deputing additional employees for proportionately reducing their working hours. Parliament yesterday passed the Central Excise Amendment Bill 2025 with the Rajya Sabha approving and returning it to Lok Sabha. The legislation is aimed to amend the Central Excise Act 1944 specifically to raise excise duties and cess on tobacco products. The amendment is required to give the government the fiscal space to increase the rate of central excise duty on tobacco and tobacco products so as to protect tax incidence after the cess ends. Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary moved the bill. The India Meteorological Department has forecast severe cold wave in Punjab, Haryana, Eastern Rajasthan and Jharkhand for the next 2 days. Dense fog conditions are likely to prevail over Himachal Pradesh, Odisha and northeastern states till Saturday. Indian Grandmaster Arjun Erigesi has claimed the Jerusalem Masters 2025 title, defeating former world champion Vishwanathan Anand in an all-Indian final. Arjun won the title on Wednesday through a blitz tie break after drawing their initial rapid games. Earlier, Arjun had defeated Russian Grandmaster Peter Swidler in the semifinals, while Anand overcame reigning world blitz champion Ian Neponia Chachi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.